I'm back. I'm here. My candle's going. My air conditioner is going. Hopefully, if I did the audio production right, we can edit out the sound and you won't know what I'm talking about. It is right now 4:02 a.m. Friday, July 12th. It's more than half the year. And I was looking at my 2024 goals and my plans that I want to do. When I came back from Saudi, I was in Saudi for about 5 months. And alhamdulillah, life was amazing. Life was amazing. And I set my goals to move to Medina. So I was coming back temporarily to the United States. But when I came back, it was such an adjustment. And before, I would have pressured myself and pushed myself. All right, you've taken your break. Now you have to get started on moving again and working again. And you haven't posted in a month. You took a break. I would have pushed myself to do so many things. But one thing I realized is that I'm just going to ease into it. And a little bit of this episode is that just easing back. It took me so long to even be able to meet with friends or reach out to friends and come back into doing social events and being in social spaces. And just after you take a break, after you rejuvenate, after your mindset just starts to heal, jumping right back into the pool is not, I don't know, I wouldn't recommend it. I think when you come back, you ease into it. And a lot of what I did in life before was I used to think easing into it was for the weak. I'd be like, if you have the willpower and you have the mind power, you should be able to. Yeah. It was a bit psychotic in a way. Actually, I don't know if I should use that word, but it was a bit overwhelming. And it just destroyed my ability to breathe, right? Even when I do editing, when I do storytelling, even that, it like being able to just pause and to just listen and just to be able to think through the things that I say. And there's this innate question of like, is this valuable enough? Is you being able to hear my air conditioner in the background? Actually, this is one of the best candle companies. It's called Nabad. They use all natural. And it's made by two Somali women. And it's just, it crackles. And you feel like you are in like a bonfire ASMR. One thing I've been holding on to is the words, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no change or transformation or power or strength except through Allah. Really, when you understand that any sort of transformation that you're trying to be, whether like more recently I'm trying to be able to do better Burhanpur. If you're Somali, you'll know what I mean. If you don't, then just Google Burhanpur. I'm trying to be a better Burhanpur dancer, you know. My sister kills it every day in the streets, and so I can't be lacking, you know. I can't be falling behind. There's just a pride element there, but it's part of the culture. And so, but me, there's a certain beat and a certain rhythm. I'm really good at coming in, but like when it's like the switch up or the transitions, I just, someone can't get it. And I remember just pausing during our practices and going like, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I cannot transform without you, Allah, Allah. Transform me to be on beat. And I think that kind of highlights some of the changes that I've been doing. I have a couple journal entries. I have actually a lot of journal entries. I think I'm going to read you one or two. But one thing I realized is that I was approaching my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the lens of shame. Like, I didn't do enough. I have to do more. It was always about what I didn't do and what I could be doing more. And in a way, it was an approach of, oh, I should be ashamed of who I am. And I have these little bright moments where I'm not ashamed because I did enough, but generally my relationship was built on shame. And shame is really powerful. I'm really exploring and I'm learning more about that. I'm actually, I got a grant to do more exploring, but I really wanted to explore the concept of shame. And I remember writing this in my journal one time and just saying, I think I built my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through shame. Everything that I do, every interaction that I do is because of I'm ashamed of who I've been or what I was lacking. And so I need to like come back. And right, more recently, what I'm trying to do is not have my relationship built on shame. And I'll keep you guys updated, but it's been interesting. This is the first week I'm applying it. And it's very interesting. Something is happening, and I don't know how to put it into words. But this other journal entry, I wrote it in my journal. And I shared this more recently, publicly, in a cohort presentation that I was doing. And it really moved me because it was a very bright moment during my time away from America. My time away from the craziness and my healing journey that helped me understand a lot and maybe even transition what I find worthy. And this cohort also, I remember one of the most memorable phrases was that we oftentimes try to run away from being ordinary. The moments of silence, just the room you're in, the white sheets, the white table, just, you know, the room you're in. If you look around, everything is just normal and ordinary to you. And so we devalue it. That's been a running theme in my life, in my pursuit of being, trying to be extraordinary. I just devalued everything that I did because I innately believed I was ordinary. And so if I was capable of doing it, then it must be ordinary. It's just so weird because nothing about life is ordinary. The fact that you're sitting, your heart is beating, your blood is pumping, the cells in your blood, every single moment in your life is an extraordinary moment. It's an ayah. It's a sign of the perfection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Everything, all of these systems running simultaneously in the most magnificent way. And so to call anything ordinary is crazy. I don't know. Let me know if you like these kind of conversations. I might spend more time, but I always think, don't make these too long. because I don't know. I might start increasing the number, maybe to 20 minutes, to 30 minutes. If you like 40-minute sessions of just my thoughts, you can draw to these. I don't know. You could do a lot of things, but I am putting down the hat of trying to be entertaining. And I think I've been kind of putting it, but it's like a never ending thing where it's like you put down the mask that you're putting in, but there's also another mask behind it. And you didn't know the stuff had layers and you're like, oh, okay, I'm still working on the same thing and I'm going to keep working on it. And I feel like in a way I'll be putting down the mask of entertainer. And I just want really these to be moments of just presence, moments where you can take a deep breath and fill your lungs and increase yourself in peace. I don't know. I hope my voice does that for you. I hope you can breathe deeper So what I'm doing right now is I'm flipping through my journal. I'm trying to see. There's so many emotions. You know, I write really honestly, and it's like, but let's see. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. Okay, found it, okay. Bismillah. Life is nothing like it is in the movies. I've always been battling with this addiction of watching films and imagining myself living different characters' lives. But as I walked around this morning prepping to go back to Mecca, I realized that life is nothing like the movies. The quiet moments are short, brief, and forgettable in a movie. The montage of scenes that rush right after each other, meant to swallow your attention, make you fall in love, fear, or hate a person in under 40 minutes. 10 years go by in less than a minute. The child you were just laughing at is already a teen in the next clip. All the quiet moments are left on the editing floor. Something, a remnant of the director's action or the makeup team touch-ups or that's a wrap, lingers on the screen. I realized that the longer I looked, the clearer I saw how far from life this was. I've deluded myself into thinking that movies or shows took a part of life and amplified it or purified it somehow. Like they cut through the noise and highlighted the most important parts of the story called life. But these stories don't talk about the life that Allah tells us about in the Quran. In these movies, there is no Allah or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no mention of Akhirah or the journey we are walking down. There's no whiff of the real life in these films. It's like these sets are in the middle of the ocean on a dark, moonless night, and they are showing scenes of a country they have never set foot on, but selling it as if that is what the word land means. I've been feeling empty and lost because majority of my time was spent researching and consuming this content in hopes of becoming skilled enough to tell stories like they do. I know now that I've been studying the wrong thing. The more I spend time with the Quran, the more I unlock the true meaning of life. I feel for the first time I'm wondering about the real things in life. As I consume the Quran, I feel like I'm looking at a foreign and familiar scene, like an equation that hasn't clicked yet. I keep wondering, why does Allah repeat certain words and phrases over and over again? Why do certain stories keep being mentioned again and again? I noticed it is the style of Allah to make things simple and deep. You look up at the sky, you see a simple canvas, but those who have the knowledge of space, air molecules, atmosphere, know how much deeper that simple canvas goes. That's how I feel when I look at the Quran. Like I only see the simple words on the paper, but each word holds a universe that I haven't been educated on for some odd reason. This scares me. I am scared of the things I love. This has been a repeating theme in my life that I'm yet to understand. I love the Sunnah of Allah, though. Simple and deep. Life is about the quiet moments. Those moments when it is just you and Allah. Even when I'm with people, we are alone. The internal dialogue. Not the moments of high energy and emotion, but the moments of quiet contemplation or living out our decisions. Life is not just the start or the finish, but the time in between. I guess movies were never meant to signify all of life, but my brain doesn't know how to differentiate. It takes all the data in and tries to map out survival strategy. Quitting was the best decision I've made. I have to release myself from these chains. Ya Allah, help me. Ever since I prayed behind Sheikh Hudhayfi, his recitation is so sweet. He has a calm and ma'an way of reading. We got into a taxi in Medina today. My sisters forgot to negotiate a price before we went in. The driver is a Pakistani man who lived in Medina for 21 years now. He kept mentioning that he was headed to pick up another woman, but she canceled and he was able to come back and pick us up. I kept joking in Somali as we got nearer to the hotel that he was going to overcharge us and justify it because of traffic. When we got to the hotel, he jumped out before us and grabbed our suitcases from the trunk. As my sister asked how much, he said, "Free." I tried, and my sister tried to pay him, but he said, "No, free." Allah taught me another lesson today. Always think good of people. Always. Because although some sneaky people exist, the good in people is massively greater. Thank God for Allah always. Alhamdulillah, we concluded our trip in Medina in the softest way. I learned so much, I think. It's just so easy. So easy. And I think it's part of our ignorance and arrogance that we just think we know. And every year of my life, I find out. You thought you knew? you thought you knew. And it's like every year it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. Anyways, for the sake of consistency, bi'idhnillah, I want to release episodes every Monday and Thursday. And then if things get released on other days, it's a bonus. I know I didn't want to commit to a schedule before, but I think I am at that time where I can gently come back to be consistent. And somewhere out there, my mentor is laughing and going like, 2 times a week is... is easing back. But I think the reason I'm making it 2 times a week is because I don't want the editing of these to be too complicated, because I do tend to get overcomplicated. I'm trying to keep these simple and consistent, and just bi'idhnillah, I'm gonna write it right now. You know, my nickname is Muna 6 a.m. Shout out JJ and Zahra for giving me that. But it's true. So I'm going to put it 6 a.m. every Monday and Thursday. I'll be posting on Studio Diaries. Bi'idhnillah. If you take one thing away from this podcast episode, just take the words, La hawla la quwwata illa billah. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam told the Prophet alayhi salam that we continuously say those words and hold on to those words to really be like, hey, there's no transformation. I cannot transform into who I want to be. I cannot transform from where I was to where I want to be and who I want to be. I cannot transform. I don't have any power. I don't have any strength except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I want to go from this assignment not being complete to it being completed, I have to use La hawla la quwwata illa billah. Put yourself between those two. You're either saying la hawla, when you're starting something, you say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If it works out, you say alhamdulillah. If it doesn't work out, you say qadar Allah ma sha'a fa'al. That's what Allah decreed, and He does whatever He pleases, and you move on. Bi'idhnillah. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save